Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program, especially if you've been feeling stressed out or if you've been experiencing trauma in your life that is having even physical symptoms or emotional symptoms, because you can expect a miracle of release, a miracle of deliverance in your life. Jesus cares about what you're going through, and He, the Prince of Peace, is going to minister peace and freedom to you today with our guest, Joan Hunter.
It's always good to be on the program with you. Anything that we do together is always fun.
Have you around. I love it. You energize me, and you get, you know, so excited about Jesus and all that He's doing and all your fresh testimonies that I get invigorated.
Yes, it's awesome.
Today, we're going to talk about the subject of stress and trauma. And I've been in meetings with you, Joan, where we've seen miracles at the altar where people have experienced a deep trauma in their life from even 20, 30 years previously that has actually produced physical sickness and disease within their bodies. And when you address those things in the name of Jesus by the power of the Spirit and break the power of that trauma, then all of a sudden all their physical symptoms have left, health and strength come back into them. And I'm believing that on today's program, we are going to have breaker anointing available for all the people that need deliverance.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And I see this all around the world, which is so awesome. And a prime example is Haiti, with after the earthquake and the trauma that they experienced.
Yep.
And we prayed over that. And what happens is a situation, no matter if it's a physical earthquake or an emotional earthquake like divorce, loss of job, different things like that, it can be very, very devastating.
Yep.
And if we don't deal with that at that moment, then it can develop into different diseases like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, arthritis, all these different diseases. And a lot of the time, medical science, specifically, if medical science can't fix it,
yep,
like fibromyalgia, they just give you drugs that you don't care that you hurt. But if it's something like that, it's 99% of the time is based on some form of trauma that happened,
yep,
in your life.
Yep.
And I had one lady come up to me, and she says, "I've got fibromyalgia." And you know, and I said, "Okay, well, when did it start?" She says, "I've had it, well, about 3 years old," and I'm thinking, it's probably not fibromyalgia, because it's usually born because of something trauma.
Yeah.
You know, three. And she goes, "Well, you know, I saw my brother shot by his best friend and murdered right in front of
trauma.
Me. And I'm like, that's fibromyalgia and trauma.
Yeah.
You got it." And she was 83 years old. And basically never known time without pain.
For 80 years.
Over 80 years
pain.
In pain. And instantly completely healed. And when she was healed, and she was a pastor's grandmother. And so when she got healed, she ran around the church and hugged all of her friends because she could, because it didn't hurt anymore.
Wow.
And it was so awesome what God's doing.
Thank
you, Jesus. And I mean, I have just hundreds and hundreds of stories like that.
I know. I've been in meetings with you where there's a number of people with fibromyalgia.
The whole row.
I could not believe, mm-hmm, how many people had been afflicted with that infirmity. And you had them come up there and you start breaking off trauma off of them. And immediately the pain was leaving their body.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Just totally,
it was just like,
gone.
And they were laughing and praising God.
And they were hitting themselves because
it
didn't hurt anymore.
Awesome.
It is. And it's just amazing, because it's like, Father, you know, and when I ministered with you, one of the times is like, my husband says, "Today is a day for fibromyalgia." He was at home praying and interceding,
right,
for me, and I was traveling on the road, and he says, "Fibromyalgia." And God put in my spirit, He says, "It's going to be more than last week."
Wow.
And it was 14 the week before, and I said, 15 or more in a service, one service. And we lined up. And I remember your cameramen were there and everybody,
right,
because it was so amazing.
Yeah.
And all 15 of them completely healed the fibromyalgia instantly.
Awesome.
But the thing is, it's not just the fibromyalgia. And when I pray for fibromyalgia, I curse the spirit. And as you're listening, you're going to get your healing here. Mm-hmm. And just put your hand on your heart. I'm just going to do it right now.
I'm sensing the Lord's going to give you some specific words of knowledge for the roots of trauma, too.
And
let's
so
go
right
for
here,
it.
Put your hand on your heart. Right hand, preferably, as I point. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing through this right now. In Jesus' name, I curse the spirit of trauma, the spirit of fear that has come in with it. I curse any form of fibromyalgia,
thank
chronic
you,
fatigue.
Lord.
I curse the trauma of rejection, fear. And I know I said that before, but there's a stronghold of fear here. I curse abandonment, rejection, abuse, verbal physical and sexual abuse in Jesus' name. All the trauma and the words that have been spoken, you're stupid, you're ignorant, you'll never amount to anything. Those are broken off of you in Jesus' name.
Thank
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Two of the words that we're talking about here today, of trauma and stress. Any of you that have gone through the war or different situations that have been entitled post-traumatic stress disorder, in Jesus' name, we remove that label that medical people have put on you, and psychologists, psychiatrists, we remove that label in Jesus' name, and I speak life, health, wholeness, restoration into your heart, into your life, in Jesus' name. What I'm seeing is a child very, very abused. And you're an adult now, but just being hit and slapped and shaken. And I actually see the feet being held and the child being upside down and some form of brain damage resulting from that and the shaking of the baby syndrome. Father, right now I speak health and wholeness to their mind, restoration to their mind. And in Jesus' name, any effect that stress or trauma has had on your body, I speak total health and wholeness, restoration. I speak hope back in your life. I curse hopelessness, depression, oppression, any of those kind of things. In the name of Jesus, I command all of your chemicals to return to perfect harmony and balance in Jesus' name, specifically in the area of bipolar, schizophrenia, paranoia, all those different things are cursed in Jesus' name. And I speak that those chemicals be restored in Jesus' name. Father, I speak restoration of vision. I see somebody's vision was damaged because of being hit. But many of you that are watching, your vision in the spirit has been damaged because of the abuse. And the vision that you see of yourself has been destroyed. And it's not who God thinks of you. It's what man has a preconceived idea and has put it into your head. It is time that you have a total change over of who you think you are, what you think you are, what you think you can do. Because God says you can pray for the sick. God says you can prosper. God says you can do this. And you're saying you can't. Who's right?
Thank you, Lord.
Who's right? God is right. And Father, I speak that they receive this revelation today, that they receive it in their mind, their body, their soul, their very inner being, in their spirit, that all of these trauma and traumatic situations are completely broken off in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
hallelujah.
Awesome.
Glory to God.
Awesome. I think that trauma and even like stress on its own, like if we choose anxiety instead of peace, it can affect the body. And you've seen a lot of miracles from cancer too.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. Because see, now cancer is what it was also known medically as a prion, and it's a bad cell eating good cells, like as in cancer. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, you know what Johnny did to me? Man, that is just really eating at me. And they don't walk into forgiveness. They allow that for years to eat at them,
right,
and it develops into a cancer.
Right.
Now, when I had to go through divorce approximately 12 years ago, and all the trauma and the stress of all that type of different things, got divorced, and then 2 days later diagnosed with breast cancer. I believe that breast cancer is brought on through stress, trauma, and a big W called worry. Worry, worry, worry. What was he doing while I was at work? Well, it turned out that's what he was doing while I was at work. And all the worry, what's going to happen to this family? What's going to happen with this? What's going to happen? All the worry in the mental anguish of all that kind of stuff. And it just wore my body down, wore my immune system. There's, like, you get under stress, it produces stress hormone. Stress hormones destroys the immune system.
Yeah.
And so it allows our body to get sick. It's flu season. I'm going to get it. And they get it. I fly on planes hundreds of thousands of miles every year, and I don't get sick. That's a contaminated tube is what they call it.
Right.
And everybody's coughing around you. But with a strong, healthy, whole, stress-free, trauma-free immune system and body, you don't get sick.
Right. That's true.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's more than just, well, God, just heal me. No, we've got to get all this stuff that has traumatized our body, that has caused our chemicals to be out of balance, to cause our immune system. Speak new adrenal glands. Speak all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Praise
it's
God.
It's awesome. And you were a healing for cancer.
Yes, you know? I got totally completely healed. Yeah. When I got rid of the unforgiveness, bitterness, trauma, stress, worry in my heart, everything, mm-hmm. God completely removed it, supernaturally removed it.
And it's never returned and it never will.
That's right. Hallelujah.
I just want to minister to those of you that are fighting cancer right now, because there's a lot of fear around that big C word. And we're just going to say, right in the midst of the fear, the truth about who God is. And He's greater than cancer. He is bigger than any cancer cell, any cancerous tumor, any cancerous influence, any cancer that's been in the generation line. Your God, the power of Jesus Christ, is greater than any cancer threat whatsoever. And I speak that right into the midst of the fear and the stress over it. But if you have cancer right now, just put your hand on the tumor if you're able to, or if it's in your bloodstream, just have a point of contact somewhere in your body. And we're going to minister freedom and healing to you. And that cancerous tumor, that cancerous growth, that cancerous presence in your body is going to die and get flushed out, because that's how powerful Jesus is. But just before I pray, I want you to just examine your heart and see if there is any bitterness or unforgiveness. Just in case there is, deal with that, because it's not worth allowing that bitterness to feed the cancer cells or to ignite fresh growth of them. It's not worth it. Let God handle what's happened to you, but you just forgive and love and be committed to that, and you'll be a much happier person too. So Father, I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you that you're enabling your people to forgive. And right now, we curse cancer cells. We curse cancerous tumors. We curse cancerous growths. We curse the presence of cancer in your people's bodies in Jesus' name, and we drive it out from them. We thank you, Lord, they're going to die and flush out of the system, and there'll be no more presence. We believe for miracles to take place right now, where cancerous tumors are dissolving right in our midst, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that there's going to be medical verification for this in the name of Jesus, and that long life you will satisfy your people with in the days to come. Cancer is not going to take you out. You are a survivor and a conqueror, an annihilator of cancer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That's powerful.
Spiritual cleanse. Let the power of the blood of Jesus Christ wash over you. Soak in prayers that bring purification and healing with this worship CD by Steve Swanson and Patricia King. Visit xpministries.com to purchase today.
Let the love of God engulf you with Rona Spirpolo's book, The Blood, the story of her revelation of the blood of Christ and the love God has for each of us. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com.
Opening Portals of Glory is a live worship CD by Steve Swanson, as well as prophetic decrees and prayers led by Patricia King. Bring the tangible glory of heaven into your home. Order Opening Portals of Glory online at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Joan, many of the medical journals and medical reports have said that stress is the number one killer. It's behind a lot of the heart attacks, the hardening of the arteries, the, you know, a lot of the stress-related and immune system disorders that we see in the world today that are taking lives. And you've got some great insight on that.
It really is. It's amazing. I was watching the news the other day while I was at a restaurant or something, and it says they've just released like $35 billion to study the effect of stress and trauma on a body.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, yes, this is great that they're finally getting it. Medical people are realizing that stress and trauma have an effect on your mm-hmm. body. If you are having a problem with diabetes and all of a sudden the insulin level goes, whoa, way out of kilter, the doctors are now asking, are you under a lot of stress?
Wow.
Because the stress will affect your pancreas to cause it not to produce properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then with stress and trauma, you're coming under the stress and it produces a stress hormone, which is out to destroy your body. Well, the best thing to do is to laugh, which you've right. heard about that. Laugh, and then endorphins. As you laugh, it releases endorphins. Endorphins kill the stress hormone, which in turn feeds our immune system.
Wow.
You know, and the adrenal glands and all that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. laughter is really good.
Yeah.
And a situation happened the other day and with my granddaughter, and I was laughing so hard, I was crying. And it was like, I'm getting healed. And my immune system is building just because of this
wow.
laughter. Find something that makes you laugh, because there's tremendous healing in laughter.
And actually, the Bible teaches that. It says laughter is good like a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
so
the
works
joy
just
of
like
the Lord
it.
Is
yeah.
my strength.
Exactly.
Which is awesome. But see, the situation with stress and trauma, the root of many, many of the diseases is that mental anguish, mental anxiety, you know, rejection. And a lot of times anxiety is brought on because of somebody in the process of them growing up. It doesn't have to be their parents, could be a teacher, mm-hmm. just could be an older
sure.
friend, and says, you know, you can't do that speech. You know, you're just so nervous. Who wants to listen to you anyway? So then mm-hmm. it comes up and the person is traumatized. It may cause
right.
stuttering. It may cause, you know, like I'm getting up in front of a group. I remember when I was in college and it's like a speech course and it was required. And I'm just like, ah. You know, and I'm like, I gotta give a speech. Of course, this is a totally different person now.
Because I was gonna say, God has done a miracle.
Oh, he's
in
done
you,
a
then.
Miracle. You know, being told I was dumb, stupid, ignorant, retarded, never amount to anything, into author of many, many books and tons of CDs and DVDs and everything like that, and speak all over the world, lots of television and everything.
It's so funny, isn't it? When you watch where you've come from. When I was a little girl, I used to be really, really shy. Believe it or not.
Oh, me too.
And my mom told me that if someone would come to the door and I would hear them knock on the door, I would run under my bed and just shake because I was so shy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny where I think I am now, all out in the public all the time, around people all the time.
We're getting people out of
yeah.
underneath the bed. This is what we're
exactly.
doing. Exactly.
Like God is able to
it
change
is.
Anyone. In fact, I'm just getting a word now for someone that, you know, you relate to what Joan and I have just shared about ourselves, and you think, that's me, I could never get up in front of a crowd, or I'm a really shy person. But, you know, the boldness of God is going to come upon you, and you're going to be like a new person. In fact, about 18 months from now, you're going to look back and say, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm the same person, because the fear of crowds, the fear of speaking in public, the fear of you know, stepping out and making your convictions known, the fear is going to lift off of you. In fact, it's lifting off of you right now, and something in the very core of your being is shifting, and you're going to be as a new person. And in 18 months from now, you're actually going to look at it and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I'm doing. And you're going to remember this word.
I totally agree with you. That, and I'm really feeling that in my spirit, because I look at who I am today, and I'm not even who I was a year ago.
Right.
But 10 years ago, you know, and of course when I was in college, a little bit more than 10 years ago, and, you know, just holding this microphone and my parents being world renowned, and, you know, it's like my
right.
mom was born to an audience.
And it's not
know?
Like there's any expectation on you.
No, none. You know, to be another Frances Hunter, you know, forget it.
Right.
But it's like God says, don't worry, that one of them was enough. And I just need to be Joan Hunter.
Right.
And to be who God's called me to be. But I want to speak to you, because there's several of you actually that are watching, that as Patricia was talking about, look back at your life in 18 months and see what God's done. if we had allowed us staying under the bed, living in our no self-esteem realm, living in our fear, living in our anxiety, how many millions of people would not be touched just through this one program?
Wow. Wow.
And what God is saying, there are several of you that he wants to use to touch millions
wow.
for him. But because you're afraid of you might not be good enough, you might not be as good as Patricia King or Joan Hunter. But you know what? You give that, your fears to God, and watch what God will do.
Wow, I'm getting a word onto that.
I know,
it's
we're
like,
just...
I'm seeing that someone that you get actually tongue-tied, and it's when you're around people and people come in and you don't feel yourself, you get all stressed out and anxious inside. You don't feel yourself, you don't know what to say, and then afterwards you think, oh, that was such a stupid thing to say. Why did I say that? Oh, I'm getting such a strong revelation on this right now. But right now, in the name of Jesus, his love, the power of his love is conquering that fear, and you're having a breakthrough right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Over you. Whoa,
hallelujah.
I just hit there. And you know what? You can just relax and be yourself. You don't have to care what people think about what you say. You can just enjoy them. You don't even have to worry about yourself. You can just enjoy them. And that switch is coming. I just saw a switch. It's like the one light got turned off, you know, the one switch got turned off, the switch of anxiety, the switch of fear, the switch of self-fear and just wondering what people are thinking. But another switch has just been turned on, and it's restfulness. Restfulness and the ability to be yourself. And all the stress is gone. Jesus said, you know, that we don't have to be anxious about anything. You don't have to be anxious anymore. And in fact, just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath like... And let that core thing that's aggravated you for years leave. You've just received a miracle.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. And I love telling stories because Jesus talked in parables. And
I know.
I like to talk
he
in
did.
Parables. I had a friend of mine. I met him about 8 years ago. And he did everything he could do to make sure that he would be the perfect friend that Joan Hunter wanted.
Right.
Instead of being himself.
Right.
And, you know, he would trip, he would do this, he would do different things like that. And so after, you know, spending a little bit of time, I'm like, just be yourself. Don't try to be who I want you to be as a friend or a companion in the workplace or whatever. Don't try to be what you think I want you to be.
Right.
You be you.
Yeah.
And you'll discover that that's exactly what we both need.
Right.
And that's the truth. And so often they try to be, okay, I got to be Patricia King's best friend, you know, and you're not real. Yeah. And you're like, then it makes you feel really awkward because you don't
right.
know what's going on over there.
Right.
But if people would just go, because you and I, we know we've eaten in each other's homes and different things like
right.
that. We're friends. We've traveled yeah. together. We've done all kinds of things together. You know, we sat on the plane together.
Yeah, and we're just real.
Quite by accident, but it was a fun
yeah.
time. And, you know, and different things like that. And we're just very normal,
yeah,
fun
very
people.
Very real. Yeah.
And approachable.
Uh-huh.
And it's nothing. And people are very fearful to come up to us, to even ask us mm-hmm. the question. And that fear needs to go. Because if I had that fear that used to be there,
mm-hmm.
I could not minister to the thousands that I do
right.
every month.
Right.
Much less the millions through television,
wow.
which is just really awesome. And I want to pray for you again. There is doors that God is putting in front of you. And some of them are big doors. And you will have the opportunity, just like a game show, door number one, door number two, or door number three. Because God gives you that choice. God will show you his first choice, his second choice, and put the third in because it's the easiest. You have the choice. But when you choose to go for God's very best, you're going to see incredible breakthrough in every area of your life. The anointing is going to come on you. Ideas are going to come on you. Wisdom is going to come on you like you have never even thought was possible. And Father, right now, we seal that word in mm-hmm. Jesus' name. Amen.
And I have a word right now that I'd like to minister to those of you that are anxious over a financial situation right now. And you've been losing sleep over it, and you're all tense up, don't know how it's going to work out. And you know what? Why don't you just give it to God? The scripture says in Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8, that we can rejoice and give thanks in all things. The Lord is near you. It says, be anxious for nothing. In everything, just offer your prayer up to God, and then think on the things that will make you happy. Think on things that are good, of a good report, the things that are honest, the things that will bring joy to your heart. And you just let God handle it and put your faith and trust in Him. Do you know that anxiety and fear and stress, those are enemies to your faith? There is nothing that God can't do. He can move any mountain. He can bring forth whatever need that you have. But if you've got stress and anxiety and fear in the way, it'll totally block what He wants to do. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of the stress and the anxiety over finances. Any fear that's in the way of you believing for your provision, I break it off, and I call forth your heart right now into a place of rejoicing that'll bring you peace, that'll bring you joy because of your God being bigger and greater than what you could ever imagine or think. Now, I believe that in this next few days even, you're going to see things shift for you. Atmospheric shifts in the kingdom come so Amen. Quickly when you determine to believe and when you let go of the stress, and it'll make you feel a lot happier about life. You just go on with a skip in your step because your miracle, it's on its way. And above everything, remember this powerful prophetic word for all people and for all time. It's Amen. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.
Spiritual cleanse, let the power of the blood of Jesus Christ wash over you. Soak in prayers that bring purification and healing with this worship CD by Steve Swanson and Patricia King. Visit xpministries.com to purchase today.
Let the love of God engulf you with Rona Spirpolo's book, The Blood, the story of her revelation of the blood of Christ and the love God has for each of us. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com. Opening Portals of Glory is a live worship CD by Steve Swanson, as well as prophetic decrees and prayers led by Patricia King. Bring the tangible glory of heaven into your home. Order Opening Portals of Glory online at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.